don't go outside. Yeah, I'm outside my backyard. Can you guys hear me okay? No one cares.
And I do want to ask, because you're clearly in the same room.
Yes.
As we're on this Zoom call. But I'm not looking at the same things I normally am looking at. You've like done a 90-degree pivot, if I'm just like, and a shuffle down to the edge of the previous room, right? Is that the base that was behind you before?
Yeah, this is a 90-degree pivot. I'm closer to my, where it is right there, bass guitars.
Yes,
Maybe I'll actually play them again.
Now that you're closer to them?
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Because that was the problem before. It was that you weren't physically sitting close enough to the bass to play it. That's what it was.
Yeah. And I got to look at my circle of fifths bass fretboard chart. But yeah, no, I've recently been diagnosed with fat and lazy. And
just recently.
just recently. Wow. I shouldn't joke. It's funny, my last 6 months of my job have been very focused. I haven't traveled. All Zoom calls. All the time.
Yep.
Long story short, hunched over too much, typed too much, developed desk neck, for lack of a better term.
Is that an actual thing, or that's just what the vernacular is?
It's the thing I made up after my doctor said a bunch of blah, blah, blah.
I was like,
blah,
is
blah,
actually
blah,
a
blah.
Thing that, like a carpal tunnel, now there's desk neck. I'm like, how do I prevent desk neck, Adam?
Yeah, I'm coining that one myself, and I'm going to tell my chiropractor doctor. And actually, there's a funny story about that. So I go to, anyway, long story short, he said, yeah, you got bad neck problems from typing too much. You got to get a standing desk. So I went and I got to Amazon, got my standing desk, and it's just I had to rearrange the room to make it all right. And loved the chance to get the cleaning done. And now I'm in this new, now I can see my nasty door that I need to replace. It's an old house, folks. And
I was going to say that door has seen a lot of traffic right at that point, you know.
That is the original door. It's funny. I even mean to paint that door. I painted this room twice and skipped that door both times.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have white paint.
You have to get a... Is it? You can use the same paint, but yeah, that's a separate paint. You're not thinking about it. Yeah.
I want to use the same color, sure, if I'm psychotic, but...
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine painting all your doors and like your windows the same color as all the walls?
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, maybe you really like... I mean, you clearly like the color because the base is the same color. For those of you just listening, we're talking about things we can see, and I apologize for that.
Oh, man.
But we spend a lot of time on Zoom. I brought this up for a very good point. You and I were talking. We're like, we need to do something else for sort of this first episode of the month.
Yeah.
Well, before we hop into things, right? By the way, welcome to Demo Jockeys. Jack Cochran, Adam DiTomaso. Hooray,
with
everybody,
you
for being here.
As always.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're like, you know what? We tried something last week. We really didn't like it. That's why the episode didn't even come out. literally that episode made it into the recycle bin. And we're like, yeah, that was not a good idea.
No,
so everyone's loved it. But this idea we have, we're talking about like calls and things that people are doing on Zoom and driving is crazy. We're like, well, that could be an episode we could talk about. Because as salespeople right now, we all identify with people doing or not doing things, people not doing the things we want them to do, or doing things. No, it's doing things we don't want them to do. My goodness, the captain was not steering the ship there for a second.
No, nope, Jack had a brain stutter.
I completely just stumbled right there, which we're leaving in. I'm not cutting this out.
No, because that can be one of those things. Like, oh my God, I wish this person would get to the point.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Why are you reading from my list already? But we pulled together stuff that we hate that people do. And it's not, it could be people we work with, could be customers, it could be
you,
relatives, it could be things Adam does on these calls when I record with him that drive me absolutely batty. But if you haven't started reading it, make sure you picked up your copy of Stolen Focus. That's the book for the month, which I'm holding up terribly. Look at that. There we go. Stolen Focus by Johan Hari. We'll be talking about that next week. And then we will have our guest on with us. We have I feel really bad because I don't think I've actually asked her how to pronounce her last name. I believe it's Lydia Vasileva, I believe.
Yes.
also one of the co-hosts of the Wandering Tech podcast. So a fellow pre-sales podcast you guys should check out.
Absolutely.
She'll be on the show for the third and fourth week of this month, which will be fun. But
it will be.
But that's not what we're talking about today.
No.
So, you know, there are some really obvious ones, right? That I feel like we can kind of get out of the way. I think one of them being that person who decides, I don't really need to be on at this meeting. So I'm going to turn off my video.
And the ignorer.
They forget. Well, the ignorer is one thing. That's not what I'm getting at. I'm talking about the person who decides to turn off their video and they don't mute and they start doing other things like taking other phone calls or ordering lunch, like, you know, answering like the door, like talking to their dogs.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to hear, like, you got the ball? You gonna get the ball? We got the ball.
Yeah, and if you do that, you better turn your camera back on because rest of us are usually much more interested in that than what's actually being presented. But that's an obvious one. There's the ignorer. Obviously, the people who join the meeting, they turn their camera off, and you ask them a question, and they go, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I was having internet issues right then."
I have internet issues all the time.
Yeah. Which I feel bad for you, Adam, because you probably legitimately have had internet issues. But every time someone says that, everyone's going, "Why can't you just say you weren't paying attention? Just say you weren't paying it." Like, so, like, those are obvious. But what's something, Adam? I'm gonna have you go first. What's on the non-obvious list of things that annoy the crap out of you when you're on Zoom calls with people?
We're gonna get there, but I wanna expand on this. Learn how to mute because I think that's an important one.
Okay.
You know what annoys the hell out of me? Besides that, I mean, I get that, like the non-pay attentioner, but sometimes you got people who they're constantly on the road or they're constantly traveling or they're always in, and they join the meeting, and then you hear like, "Oh, okay, attention everyone. Flight 37 has been delayed." You know, like, I don't care where you are.
Yeah.
Mute your phone.
Or my favorite is when you hear the pilot or the flight attendant announcement from clearly mid-flight.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to mute. And
yeah, just mute.
Just, you know what, just, why are you on the call? It's not, like, this is not important. Is definitely not important.
Yeah, no, but that whole thing, or if you're in a cab in New York City, I don't care, mute yourself.
Mute.
But double remember check. That mute button, folks. But I'll tell you one that absolutely kills me.
Okay.
And I actually, because I laugh, and the reason why it upsets me is because I laugh at them. And there's kind of two. It's one is, which monitor are you looking at? Because people have dual monitors nowadays.
And I'm turning to the side. It's usually on the radio when you're turning completely to the side. You're talking to someone, but all you see is the side. You see one ear. You just see the side profile, right?
Yep. And then they turn, and they maybe go on mute, but then they start typing, and all you see is their angry typeface. You know, shaking, and. The camera angle such that they're on a laptop on their desk and is looking right up their nose and you can see how many nose hairs they have.
Like, the bad camera angles, the bad setups, setups. Now, I do want to talk about the setups because the setups, it doesn't take a lot to do. And I get if you're like on the road, right, and you got your laptop, not much you can do. But if you work from the same desk every day, it costs. What now? I think $40-$50, you can get a decent external camera. Mm-hmm. For another $50, you can get a decent external microphone and just level up one, how people see you and how you sound. Just the little bit goes so long, goes so far.
Because the funny thing is, we all have good speakers. If they're on a computer, they have good, decent speakers. Good
enough.
The
speakers are usually fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Speakers are fine, but the mics always suck. So if you have a good mic, you sound so much better than everybody else, particularly for the demo junkies out there who, you know, if you're going to be talking 60% of the meeting, you want to sound good.
You know what is not better than your laptop microphone? Apple AirPods. If you want to put in AirPods for the sound, that's fine. Do not use the AirPods microphone, though.
Like, horrible.
You need to leave, like, honestly, test it out sometime. Like, open your own Zoom meeting and hit record on just yourself. And then, like, talk for a little bit and then switch and say, now I'm switching to my AirPods microphone, and switch to your AirPods microphone. The sound quality is so terrible that, I mean, I would, there's someone I would used to join a call with all the time. And every time they'd be like, oh, sorry, hang on. You probably can't hear me too well. Let me put it in my AirPods. I'm like, no, just leave it. It's actually much better. There we go. I got the AirPods in. You hear me? I'm like, yeah, but it's a lot worse. I haven't switched to the AirPods. I wonder why it sounds worse.
Because you haven't switched to the AirPods.
Switch to the AirPods. Your laptop microphone's actually a lot better than your AirPods microphone.
Yeah.
Every time. But yeah, I get wanting the wireless ears, but that's not a good mic. It's awful. It's tinny. It sounds like an old school, hey, call me on the telephone, you know?
I know. It really does. And it's not made for that. It's not made for... Mm-mm. The only time I, to be fair, it's funny, I do have a set. Funny, as our pods suck. I can see my set sitting on my work desktop right now. Mm-hmm. And I do use them. My wife, nurse, you know, in the morning, if I have like an 8 a.m., 7 a.m., 9 a.m. call, whatever, I'll use them then, just so she doesn't have to hear me describing MarTech.
Which is fine. This is what people don't realize. In Teams, in Zoom, and everything, you can pick a different speaker than your microphone. So you can use AirPods for just the audio, but your laptop for the microphone.
Yeah.
Continuing on the topic of pet peeves,
I'll say one of mine. I'd like to hear one. Yes.
About pet peeves is the witness protection program. This is the person who joins with their light source behind them. Like they're sitting in front of a window, like the person that decides they set up their office.
They look very like angelic.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going, and maybe the person did that on purpose because they don't want to be on camera. But at that point, just turn your camera off, right? Yeah. But like, the reason why you can't ever see your face is because the sun is behind you, and that's changing the color balance, it's changing the brightness settings and everything. It's not going to go off of your face. It's going to go off of the sunshine behind you.
You are washed out. You are the shadow, and like in those abstract paintings where it's just this gray figure. That's you. And with the aura around you.
Do you have anything else about setups irritate you, Adam?
Yeah, actually, I have a great one on setup. I have an excellent one out on setup. Don't go outside. Yeah, I'm outside my backyard. Can you guys hear me okay? No one cares. It's a great day outside. Good job, Bill. No one cares. You're in your backyard. Yeah, you're cool. You got a backyard. I got a backyard. I know Jack's got a backyard.
I do.
We don't go in it.
I think I very rarely will take a call out in my backyard for that very reason. I want to every now and then. You don't need the outside noise, dogs barking, airlines passing overhead, you know, Mack trucks going past you. Yeah, you don't need any of that.
And I'd like to give a shout out to an anonymous person that Jack and I both know that inspired that particular one.
Oh, we both know who you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
And so will he.
Let's see, one that I've got, or I have another one around setup. And this is more because people waste their money doing this. The ring light.
Oh.
Now, the worst possible place you can put a light source is directly behind or around your camera.
I'm just laughing because I know there's people out there do this, and I laugh when I see them on Zoom.
They do this. They'll put this giant bright light source, which means you're just washing out, like, especially if you have glasses. Like, forget seeing someone's pupils. All you're going to see is this freaking light source, right?
The reflection's like, just so creepy.
I mean, and for what you get, too, there's nothing magical about a circle. Sometimes there are, but not in lighting. So you're paying extra for this shape in order to allow you to put it around a camera where you shouldn't in the first place. The proper lighting setup, if you have your camera here, you should ideally have two 45-degree angles, two different light sources, right? that's even a lot of work for me. I just have one off to the side, which if you can tell, it's like over here, right?
Yeah, mine are over there because my room
is just
lacks
something
plugs.
That just adds a little bit of extra. I need to fix my white balance for some reason. I decided to pick up my forehead like crazy this time, but you know what? Whatever, it happens. What else? You got anything else on setups before we move on from setups?
Nothing else on setups. I mean, in general, just we picked out all the good ones, all the funny ones, really. But just, again, pay attention to what's in front of you, behind you, around you, and you never know what's on camera. So clean your desk.
Like, Adam, paint your door.
Yeah, I'm painting my door. It's funny. You know what inspired all of this? My best friend in the world, Ed. He's actually a big fan of the show. He's watched every episode, and he always likes to critique me.
As best friends do.
And on Saturday afternoon, we're in his garage. We're just standing there watching the rain, have a cup of coffee, and he looks at me over and he goes, you know, dude, you got a lot of clutter in your background. I'm like, no, dude, I got cool pedal boards for rock and roll. And he's like, no, you don't. You have clutter. So I'm like, point taken.
Kind of do. So less clutter now. Next step is just paint the door, and I think we're good.
I'll be there, folks. Really, I will.
and we'll talk about it when you do. We'll make sure we notice. Hey,
how shiny that white door is going to be soon. Oh boy.
Oh my goodness. Kind of related to something that you said. I actually had one thing on my list about going outside. It's what I get actually irritated at is when, like, I've got a one-on-one meeting with someone where we set up as a Zoom meeting, and they didn't. You have the opportunity to say something before the call begins, and then I'm fine with it. But instead, you join, and they're like, they're in their car on the way somewhere.
Oh, I hate that.
If you tell me beforehand, hey, I'm going to have to be on the road. I hope that's okay. It allows me to say, actually, there's some things we need to discuss that we're going to present to talk through. So let me move the meeting. Because when you have like a Zoom call or a Teams call or whatever you use, people are assuming there will be a screen that we get to share in case there's collaboration or something else that has to happen. So if you just unilaterally decide, well, I'm taking it on the road, it can be a little bit disrespectful, a little bit. As opposed to easy way to do it is to say, you know what? I just want to let you know I have to go pick up my kids from school unexpectedly today. So I'll be on the road for the call.
Yep.
Which allows the other person to say, oh, I wanted to share something with you. Can I move it to some other time then? Or they can say, not a problem. I just wanted to talk anyways. Like you, it's just a courtesy thing that people just don't do, you know?
Yeah. No, that's not necessarily, I wouldn't call that distracting as much as I would call it kind of annoying in my opinion. Because I expect,
it's an annoying thing for me. Yeah.
Because if I expect you on a call, I expect you kind of there to pay attention, not be distracted, not do, you know, funny things that. Right in the middle of someone speaking.
Right. Yeah. I mean, not. Yeah. Okay. So the reason why Adam did that. So Adam opened up his can of water. I think it's his water. And I was doing some editing for a previous episode. Polar Seltzer. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Big fan.
I was doing some editing. And I don't know if you guys have noticed out there listening is that I like to pull out, with our guest interviews, these occasional snippets and shorts. This is at a time when I was doing a combined audio edit where I couldn't individually edit lines. I since have switched how I do it. So if Adam does this again, I'm covered. But right at the moment where in the 1 minute little snippet I wanted to say, I could not figure out why I kept hearing this. And I'm like, is that on my end? Am I hearing this popping? And I go back and I look at the video. I pull up Adam's video during that section and I'm like, oh. He opened his sensor right in the middle of this really good moment.
I was thirsty. So,
I mean, if you go back and look at some of our, it's one of them. I forget whose it was. This is for you guys to go back and find one of our little 1 minute segments from one of our guests. You'll hear Adam deciding time to take a drink.
Another
reason for the mute button. Yeah, another. Make sure you muted with that. I do have another one. I do have another one if you don't have one on your list.
I do. Give me another one because we covered all the good ones that I had.
Okay. I got like one or two left. One that I have, and this is a pet peeve more of, again, when I'm on a call with someone and we're selling together and I look over at their face and their paying attention screen is here. It's sort of the dual screen thing. Their paying attention screen is here. but suddenly they're over here. And not only that, but you see if I can make this happen for those of you watching on the video. You see different flickering. You can a little bit, right? You can see different color changes happening.
Because he's changing screens. He's doing stuff.
They're multitasking like crazy. Or my favorite, the cousin of this one, is they're sitting there and their eyes are suddenly going down a lot.
Yeah.
While they look at their phone.
They almost look like they're sleeping.
It's noticeable when you're driving that you're looking at your phone, just as noticeable as when you're on a Zoom call. No matter how much you try to hold your phone up and maybe not get it in camera and look at it at the same time.
Yeah, and I've tried all the ways, folks.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're on your phone,
you know,
on camera, someone knows you're on your phone and on camera. They notice it if you switched screens. They notice it if you go from a dark screen to a bright screen. That's going to be super, super obvious, even if you use a ring light.
Yep.
And they're going to notice if you're down on your phone.
It's funny because I envision now that for all of our listeners at their next company meetings, they're not going to be paying attention. They're going to be looking at every single camera. I'm trying to figure out what everybody's doing.
Who's doing all these things, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Bob's a wicked screen flirter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for internal calls, how many of your internal calls anymore do people even turn their cameras on? I feel like we're getting to a point where people are just so over it.
Oh, yeah. People are like cameras in general, I think.
Which I get, but we're in sales. Be on your camera for your customer. It's a connection point. It helps.
It really does. It really does, folks. I mean, and just be engaged with the people that are presenting the content if you want them to notice who you are.
Calls to action for this episode. Make sure you've read the book. And if you haven't read the book, it's okay. We're not going to test you on it.
No, we're not going to test you. But, you know, and the funny thing is if you didn't read the book, still listen anyway, because I think there's a lot of generalness about this book, I will say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of, there's moments where I went like, yeah, I know that. And, oh, interesting.
Which is something I'm really excited to talk about in the next episode. Because I think there are some things that you and I might know that other people wouldn't know. But you have to tune in to hear that next time. Join the Slack.
Demojockeys.com.
Especially if you want to be in the backstage to listen live.
We'll be making announcements about that on LinkedIn and in our Slack community.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, thanks everyone for listening to us ramble about Zoom. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.